There's a famous question by the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo, which is, why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days if the miracle was only for 7 days? After all, there was enough oil for one night, and miraculously it lasted for 8 nights. It means there was a miracle for 7 nights. So why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days? So by the way, the Rav Yosef Cairo and the Beis Yosef is not the first one to ask this question. Can be found in the Tosas HaRosh in Shabbos Daf Chaf Alfam Beis. Exactly, says, "V'lama kavu shmona yamim v'lo hanes lo yakim shiva yamim ki oya bo shir l'layla echad." Why they established the holiday for 8 days? Behold, the miracle was only for 7 days because there was enough oil for one night. The Beis Yosef has three answers, and the Pri Chadash asks on these answers, doesn't like these answers. The Beis Yosef answers that first answer they want to say is that it was a miracle for 8 days because each night the Kohen only put in one eighth every night. Every night they put in one eighth of the oil that they had, and miraculously each night the oil, which is only supposed to last for a short period of last time, lasted the whole night. Pri Chadash asks him that. He says, "Wait a second, but why would they do that? If the mitzvah, the Gemara in Maseches Menachos tells us, and in Maseches Yoma says that you're supposed to put enough oil to light mi'erev ad boker, from evening to the morning. Tein la midasa shetehei dolechas v'olechas kol halav mi'erev ad boker, that you're supposed to put enough oil to last from the night to the morning." So if you could fulfill the mitzvah one night in its if you could fulfill the mitzvah one night, why are you doing like a part of the mitzvah for all 8 nights? It seems a little strange, because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah any of the nights. The mitzvah is to tain la midasa. You have to put enough oil to last for the entire night. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So what are you gaining by putting a little bit each night? Maybe you want to argue that they put a little bit each night, hoping that there would be a miracle. It doesn't seem to be the simple understanding of the Beis Yosef. He said that the Kohanim then felt that we're going to put a little bit each night. What does that help? Rav Asher Weiss suggests that maybe the definition of Me'erev Ad Boker is not necessarily the shear, the amount of oil you have to put in the menorah, but simply that's the time in which you have to put the oil in. Maybe even the smallest amount of time where the menorah is lit at night would fulfill the obligation. That would fulfill Me'erev Ad Boker, even the smallest amount. So the technically speaking, they said they knew it would take them 8 days to prepare pure oil, to come up with pure oil. So they decided they'd split whatever they have into 8 nights, and they put a little bit each night, and they'd be yotzei the mitzvah. It's not the greatest mitzvah. The greatest mitzvah is the whole night. But the miracle was that the oil lasted the entire night. That's the first answer of the Beis Yosef, the Pri Chodesh's question, and how Rav Asher Weiss responds to that question. And another answer to the Beis Yosef is that after they put the oil in the menorah, let's say they took the oil from the flask and they poured it into the menorah, and miraculously the flask had the full amount of oil. It miraculously remained in the flask. So every night they poured the oil from the flask for the full night into the menorah, and the oil remained. So the Pri Chadash cites this answer, and he says that so the first night there was a miracle, because the first night when they poured all the oil into the menorah, the same amount of oil remained in the flask. Well, he says, but wait a second, then by the last night you had a full flask of oil, so what's the miracle on the last night? So he says that can't be. Rav Asher Weiss again answers. He says, "Well, maybe for the first 7 nights there was a miracle in that the act of the oil remaining in the flask, even after you poured it out into the menorah, that was a miracle. And the last night, They didn't, there was the oil that they used was miracle oil. Because let's say on the seventh night, they poured out all the oil and the oil remained for the eighth night. So maybe there was a miracle for the first seven nights, but the eighth night, you had miracle oil on the eighth night. Regarding the Beis Yosef has a third answer, and he suggests that on the first night they put all of the oil in from the flask into the Neros, and it lasted all night. And then in the morning they found that the oil, the Neros in the menorah were Malayim Shemen, were full of oil. It's not that the oil remained in the flask, that was the second answer. The third answer is they poured all the oil out into the menorah. It lit the entire night. And then in the morning, when the light went out, the full amount of oil remained in the menorah. Not for another, and then another, and then another night. And again, by the eighth night, there was a miracle that each night the oil remained each and every night. The one issue with that, potentially, the Gemara Menachos states in Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis that Ner Shekavsa Nidshana Shem Nidshana Hapsila, that if a light goes out, if the Ner goes out, generally speaking, then all the leftover oil is cleaned out and the wick is cleaned out. So if the light went out in the morning, so you're supposed to clear out the oil. So maybe you could argue it was miracle oil. Maybe that's why the Sfas Emes in Menachos Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis explains that the Ner miraculously didn't just last the night, but it lasted the night, the morning. It never went out. It lasted straight all 8 days. So there was never a situation where the light went out and then they would have to clear out the oil or the wick. So the Pri Chadash doesn't like any of these answers. The Pri Chadash himself believes that the miracles of the oil lasted for 7 days, and one day of the miracle was the Yom HaNitzachon, the victory that they defeated their enemy. So without the miracle of lights, they would have established a one-day holiday, and with the miracle of oil, they added another 7 days for a total of 8 days. That's how he answers. Each of these answers presumes that the eight-day holiday corresponds to the miracles that Hashem performed. We have to find 8 days of miracles to celebrate 8 days. But maybe the eight-day celebration does not correspond to the miracles. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, which describes what Chanukah is, tells us that there was only enough oil to last for 1 day. And then the Gemara says, Nasavo Neis, okay, miracle happened, Vidliku Menei Shemona Yamim, and they lit from it for 8 days. And then the Shana Acheres Kavum Vasum Yom Tovim Bahala Volda. The next year they established, made these days of festive days with Halan Volda, praise and thanksgiving. It's not clear from the Gemara that they celebrate for 8 days because of the miracle that happened, because of an 8 day miracle. It just says that a miracle happened, they lit 8 days. In the Book of Maccabees, it states that the Jews celebrated joyfully for 8 days as on the Feast of Booths, Sukkot, remembering how a little while before they had spent the Feast of Booths living like wild animals in the mountains and in caves, carrying rods entwined with leaves, beautiful branches and palms. They sang hymns of grateful praise to him who successfully brought about the purification of his own place. By public decree and vote, they prescribed that the whole Jewish nation should celebrate these days every year. So it seems, at least according to the Book of Maccabees, that the celebration of Hanukkah was to replace, in a sense, the 8 days of Sukkot, which they weren't really able to celebrate in a very open, festive way. So it's nothing to do with the miracle of oil lasting for 8 days. Rav Asher Weiss asks, it seems a little strange that, yes, maybe the Tosfos HaRosh asked this question, Beis Yosef asked this question, of why is the holiday 8 days, not 7 days, because the miracles were only for 7 days. Well, why didn't this bother any of the other major Rishonim? Why didn't this bother Tosfos, or the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Ritva, the Ran? What were they thinking? Like, the Beis Yosef came up with this question himself, again, it's found in Tosfos HaRosh, but what was so, What do they all assume? All these other Rishonim didn't have this question. So there's a sefer called Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis is a scroll that describes the holidays that the Jewish people celebrated during the time of the Second Beis Hamikdash, and all the holidays, and all these holidays were tied up with the Second Beis Hamikdash, such that once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, all of these holidays were canceled, with the exception of two, Chanukah and Purim. And in this Megillas Tanis, at least according to the Rav Asher Weiss's version, the Megillas Tanis says the following: Maro lasas Chanukah zu shmoni yamim. Why do they, the leaders of the Jewish people at that time, see to it to make Chanukah an 8-day holiday? El b'yemei malchus yav nichsu b'nei chashmonai l'heichal. Because during the days of the kingdom of Greece, the chashmonai children entered into the mikdash. Ubaros ha-mizbeach, they built the mizbeach. Seed, and they cement it with lime, and they put in the and Vahayu Misaskim Bo Shmoni Yamim, and the in the Megillas Tanis it says they were involved for 8 days in trying to rededicate the Mizbeach. The holiday of Chanukah is the rededication of the Mizbeach. So since it took 8 days to rededicate the Mizbeach, to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why we celebrate the holiday of Chanukah for 8 days. The miracle of the Ner was the miracle of oil, but the 8 days was because of the dedication of the Mikdash through Matisho and his children. That's what we celebrate. In other words, there's a fundamental difference between the way Rav Yosef Cairo and the Pri Chadash approach the holiday of Chanukah, and perhaps the way others approach, like Rav Asher Weiss, and maybe the other Rishonim approach the holiday of Chanukah. That is the holiday of Chanukah about the miracle that Hashem performed, or is it about the profound commitment that our ancestors had to act, to rededicate themselves and their lives to God after one of the darkest moments in Jewish history? According to all these Rishonim who don't have the question of Yosef Cairo, for them, perhaps they believe that Chanukah celebrates not just what God did for us, but what we were willing to do for God, a commitment that continues to inspire us to this very day. When they rededicated the Mizbeach, the Mikdash, immediately upon defeating the Greeks, they rededicated for 8 days, and that act of commitment inspires us and inspires not the miracle of God, but the commitment and the dedication of our ancestors to rebuild, to rededicate, reinitiate the Beis HaMikdash is the source for the 8-day holiday of Chanukah.